Okay, for question number two, the woman is angry that the husband is not there for her emotionally. She withholds sex, and he has an affair. What to do? There are two layers to this problem. In my talk on affairs, when you're dealing with an affair, you ask yourself how much of this affair is really due to the character of the person, the hurting person, the person who's had the unfaithful partner, and how much of it is really a result of a bad marriage. And in this case, it's both, it would seem to me. And this is also a good illustration of what we call the more than war, the vicious cycle or circle between the two parties. It's not clear whether he has an affair because she's withholding sex because he's unavailable, or is he unavailable because he's a love avoidant who is set up to have an affair no matter what she does. And on her side, you don't act out your angry, hurt feelings at your husband by having no sex life for 5 years at a time. There's nothing functional about that move. So you have to deal with the underlying dynamic of the marriage, and you also have to deal with the trauma and the hurt of this particular affair. In some ways, it's, I won't say easier, but you can get a handle on an affair that's coming out of a bad marriage. When you're dealing with an affair, you want to try and take it off of the character of the person. You can do that diagnostically, but you don't do it therapeutically. You don't do it in the interview. You want to take it, it's not about this person is a bad person. It's about X. And you want to come up with a reframe of the affair from that he's just evil to something that has an opportunity for a little more play in it, for a little more healing possibility. And so one sort of larger frame, it could be he's an addict, which is close to he's bad but not quite. It could be he's immature. These are characterological frames. But they're different characterological frames than he's just bad. Or it could be something like this affair is coming out of a bad marriage. This is what you did in the marriage that was awful. This is what you did in the marriage that was awful. I'm not condoning the affair, but somebody had to shake up this marriage. So you're dealing now with two levels. You're dealing with coming back from the affair, and you're dealing with his not being available emotionally to her, her withholding sex, which are the long-standing issues between the two of them. And you have to deal with both. And you have to deal with both relatively simultaneously. Referencing the bad marriage will diffuse some of the energy around the affair. However, going right for the bad marriage and not paying enough attention to the affair would be seen as diminishing the hurt of the hurt partner and minimizing what happened, which it would be, by the by. That's correct. So you have to do both. Okay.